Today's daf is Erevin daf Lamed Beis. We left off on the Mishnah, at the Mishnah Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, and we're going to discuss the concept of Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlichuso. We're going to have a Machlokas Amoraim, whether we can assume that Shliach has done his job when it comes to an issue that is Da'oraisa, and we're going to have three Rayas that we can rely on a Shliach doing his job, even when it comes to a Da'oraisa issue, and the Gemara is going to reject each of the three Rayas. And in that context, the Gemara is going to discuss whether a person, there's a major sugya, whether a person would rather violate a minor avera to save somebody else from a major avera, or is it better to save himself from doing any avera, even if it means somebody else doing a small avera? So that's a major discussion in Halacha Lamais also. Then in the Mishnah, Amud Beis, we're going to discuss whether an Erev Tchumen that's placed in a tree or in a pit underground can be a valid Erev, and the Gemara is going to severely limit the cases that the Erev in a tree will actually be problematic. So let's again pick up from the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Shalech, Eruv Biavcheir Roshot Vikaton, O Biad If a person sends the Erev Tchumen with a Cherishot of a Katan to set up for him the Erev Tchumen, or someone who's not Moda Be'erev, the Gemara is going to say that means a Kuti, who doesn't believe in the Din Drabban, he's not going to be Moda Be'erev, so that's not considered a valid Erev. But if he's not relying on the Cherishot of a Katan to actually set up the Erev, he's just telling the Cherishot of a Katan to bring it to somebody who's then going to be Mekabel the Erev from him, and that somebody, that Gadol Bardas, is going to set up the Erev, so then it's fine, then you're allowed to rely on this. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tov Tes, Sivkat Mem Gimel, that normally when we talk about a Cherish, we talk about someone who's Eino Shomea Veino Medaber. But the Cherish that we're talking about over here is a Shomea, that he says that even if the Cherish is a Shomea Veino Medaber, he's able to hear but he's not able to speak, that he would still be included in this halacha over here, even though normally he has a din of a pikeach l'chol dvarav, if he's able to be shomea, or it's mistava that when legabe in eruv, it's not going to help because he has to say beferish that this eruv is going to be mutter leploni hamishaleach. It's going to be mutter for this guy. It's going to make this guy who sent him have the ability to go beyond his tchum shabbos in this direction. So if he's unable to say that, he's unable to verbalize that, it's not going to work. So says the gemara, the katan lo. Can a katan not be sent to set up an eruv? Am Rav Huna katan govel se eruv? Didn't Rav Huna say explicitly that a katan can be trusted with eruv? So the Gemara answers: there are different types of eruvin. Lo kasha kan beruvei tchumin, kan beruvei chatzeros. There's a difference between eruvei tchumin on the one hand and eruvei chatzeros on the other hand. We've been discussing in our parak dinim of eruvei tchumin. So when we say that a katan cannot be trusted to set up an eruv, that's eruvei tchumin. But a katan to set up the box of matzos in a chatzer to allow people to carry within the chatzer, that a katan can be trusted on. Why? What's the difference between Ruvei Tchumen and Ruvei Chatzeros? Major Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi over here says that the chiluk between Ruvei Tchumen and Ruvei Chatzeros is that Ruvei Tchumen is being Koneh Shvisa in the place where you make the Erev. The person is setting up, that's his Makom Shvisa for Shabbos. So the Hanachas HaErev has to be done by a Bardas who's able to be Koneh, not Al Yidei Katan, who doesn't have the Koach to be kona. But Eruvei Chatzeros is a takana to combine all the B'nai Chatzer into a single Rishus. It's not a kinyan, it's that everybody together is joining in the same, they're all sharing their Rishus. So when the katan puts the bread there for all the people of from all the different houses, so they all become B'nai Chatzeros that are mixed together with each other. Meaning if all the people contributed something and the katan is just gathering it together and putting it in one of the houses, so mele the Eruv is made. It doesn't require Bardas, doesn't require any Maisa Kinyan, and therefore we're allowed to trust the Katan. That's how Rashi says. Tosa says a little different. Tosa in Dibur Maschul Khan says that the chilik is that by Eruv Yitchumin, since the Rabbanon made an asmacht on the Pasuk, it's more chamur than Eruv Chatzeros. So whenever you have a, even though they're both Dinim Drabbanon, but a Din Drabbanon with an asmachta is more severe than a Din Drabbanon Rabbanon without an asmachta. So the Rabbanon didn't trust the katan to put the Erev in the Makom Shvisa, but by Eruvei Chatzeros, which is like a regular Din Rabbanon, it's a low level Din Rabbanon, it's a Din Rabbanon without an asmachta, so that we believe a katan. This goes on the list of items where we are mechalik even within Dinim Drabbanon, just like we're mechalik even within Dinim D'Oraisa. A lot of times we have the wrong outlook. We think that there are two categories of Dinim Drabbanon and Dinim D'Oraisa, but the Prima Magadim writes in Psicha Kolelas, there are many subcategories within Dinim Daraisa. You have Dinim Daraisa that are Mefurish Bekra, and Dinim Daraisa that are not Mefurish Bekra, and those are very different from each other. And within Dinim Darabanan, you have Darabanans that have an Asmachta, Darabanans that don't have an Asmachta. There are more degradations also. There are more levels within Dinim Darabanan, and more levels within Dinim Daraisa as well. The Prim Gadim Psicha Kolelas goes through them. But here you have a Nafkamina between two different level Dinim Drabanan. Din Drabanan with an Asmachta cannot trust a Katan, according to Tosfos. Din Drabanan without an Asmachta, we can trust a Katan. The Rashba says a different Chiluk. The Rashba says that the Chiluk between Eruvi Chatzeros and Shituvi Mavuos on the one hand is that versus Eruvi Tchumin is that by Eruvi Chatzeros and Shituvi Mavuos, there's a Das Acheres, it's Makna to the Katan. Meaning the Gedolim are giving their bread, the adults are giving their bread to the Katan to make the Eruv. So that works Al Yidei the Katan. But by Eruv Yitchumin, there's no Das Acheres being Maknalo, so the Katan is not able to be Ma'ariv, since he's not able to be Zoch and Bikona unless he has a Das Acheres Makna. That's a general din by Katanim. The halacha is that a Katan never has the ability to be Makna to somebody else. Katan does have the ability to be Kona, even Midaraisa, but that's only when a Das Acheres is Makna to him, when there's somebody else giving something to him. On a Daraisa level, if a Katan were to find a Metziah on the ground and he picks it up, on a Daraisa level he is not Kona, because there's no Das Acheres being Makna to him, and therefore on a Daraisa level, an adult can walk by and say, where did you get that beautiful watch? And he says, I find it on the ground. You could take it right out of his hands and steal it from him. Chazal saw that wouldn't work out so well. The Katan's father would probably punch you out. So they decided to meet Shem Darkei Shalom, better to let the Katan have it, and to view that as a kinyan. But on the Daraisa level, it's not a kinyan unless someone else is makne it to him. But that's why the din is, on the first day of Sukkot, the halacha is that if a person is going, has a lulav and esrog, and he wants his child to take lulav and esrog also, so he should take the lulav and esrog first before he gives it to the child, because he's a das acheres makne to the child. Once he gives it to the child, it will belong to the child. The child will make a kinyan on it, but the child will lack the ability to be makne it back, to give it back to him. And on the first day of Sukkot, you need lachem, it needs to belong to you. So that's all based on that idea that a katan can be kona on a daraisa level when there's a das acheres makne. So Tosfos says lishi tasam. Tosfos in Dibur Maskel Kan writes that when someone watches the katan the whole time and you see that he puts the eruv in place, so then it is a good Eruv, because you don't have to trust the Katan. The Katana, again, according to Tosfos, the Chiluk was that that we're going to be more Machmir on a Din Darabanan that has an Asmachta not to trust the Katan. But if there's nothing to trust, you see that he's doing it. You watch, and you see that he goes out, you have your binoculars, and you see that he places the Eruv, so then there's nothing to trust, then it's perfectly fine. According to Rashi, Magen Avraham points out in Siman Tav Tesiv Kut and Tesiv Vav, according to Rashi, you can see all you want. He doesn't have the koach to do it. It's about what his level of das and his ability to make a kinyan. If he doesn't have the koach to do it, even if you see, it's not going to help. The Prima Gadim in Eish Lavram, Sivkan Tezvav, says that even Lashita Satosfos, it may not work to be Omid Voro Ehu, to stand there and watch him, because maybe you have to be Choshish that he didn't have Kavana to be Kona Shvisa, and he's not Neman to have Kavana. It's only if you actually hear him also at the time that he's placing it, that he's saying that this is being put there for the Mishaleach, then according to Tosfos, it would work. Otherwise, Prima Gadim says, Lechora wouldn't work according to Tosfos either. Okay, says the Gemara further now. So he said, or you give it to somebody who's not mode be'eruv. So man, who's not mode be'eruv? That's a reference to the Kuti people. The Gaon Yaakov says, why isn't it a reference to Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai holds that the only way to make an eruv is baraglav, is by actually walking there and being there at Bein HaShemashos, so that you can bring food doesn't help. So why don't we say that Beis Shammai is someone who's not Mode Be'eruv? So the Gaon Yaakov says, even though we did have that from Beis Shammai just 2 days ago in the Daf, that you have to bring mitaso kol klei tashmisho if you're not going to be ma'ariv baraglav. He said, still they're not called Eina Mode Be'eruv, because if someone from the Beis Hillel were to ask them to set up the eruv, they would still do it. They would still do the shlichus to do it for the Beis Hillel. They respected the Beis Hillel's right to paskin for their own people to the extent that they would still do it, even though they held that it's not really so correct. So that's a question. Is that really the case? If you hold that something is usher, where something is invalid and you know that this person is going to rely on it. They you hold that that an eruv is let's take an eruv, an eruv in a city. You hold that you can't make an eruv in the city, that is a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa that goes through, but someone else paskins differently and they hold that it's okay and they ask you to help set it up. So should you go help set it up? So go and Yaakov assumes for Davar Pashut. If they're entitled to an opinion and they have a right to paskin the way they're going to paskin, so of course, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you help them out? One could have argued, I think they're mistaken. That's why I don't want to help them out. I think I'm going to be helping them do an Isser. So it's an interesting comment of the Gaon Yaakov. So the Mishnah said that if you ask someone else to be Mekabalith from the Cherishot of Akatan, then it is a good Erev. You're not relying completely on the Cherishot of Akatan to do the Erev. You're relying on the person who's going to be Mekabalit from them to set it up. So, Frakling Mar Velechosh Dumalom Amtilei, don't you have to be concerned that he didn't get there, that the Katan never gave it to the guy? So, Gizam Rav Chista, Bomit Vorehu. No, you're watching the whole time. So, Hachanam Bomit Vorehu, just like Rav Chista said in a different context, and we'll see what that different context is in a moment. So, to over here, you see that the katan gets to the person who is a gadol bardas and delivers the eruv. But shouldn't you be concerned that that the gadol bardas is not going to set it up properly? So, meaning, yeah, you see the katan getting there, but how do you know that the gadol is receiving it is then going to do his job? Yeah, that's the chazaka shliach also shlichuso. Just like Rav Yechiel said in a different context, that we have the right to assume that a shliach is going to do his job. Hachanami chazaka shliach also shlichuso. So it's over here, we have the right to assume a shliach is going to do his job. Okay, so apparently Rav Yechiel said in some other context, there's a chazaka shliach also shlichuso. Rav Chista said in some other context, omid v'ro ehu. So vehechit med Rav Chista Rav Yechiel. Where did they make these statements originally that were referring back to them? Ahoid Mar was said in the context of the following brisa. Detanya nasun lepil vaholicho, lekof vaholicho. Let's say you have a very well trained elephant or a monkey. You're a circus performer, so you have well trained elephants and monkeys available to you, but you don't have children available to you to go bring the eruv. Or maybe you trust the elephant and monkey more than you trust the child, and you go and you send the elephant and the monkey with the eruv. So ein ze eruv. That is not a valid eruv. V'mamar lacha lekablo emenu harei ze eruv. But if you have somebody at the other end going to receive the eruv from the elephant to the monkey, then it is a good eruv. V'dilmalo mamtile, aye, but don't you have to worry that maybe he's not going to get there? Amrav chista ba'omid v'rayu. No, you watch the elephant and the monkey bring the eruv to the person at the other end. V'dilmalo makabale amine, but don't you have to worry that maybe he's not going to receive the eruv from the elephant to the monkey? So Amrav yichil chazaka shliach also shlichuso. No, you have a chazaka that the guy who receives it at the other end, he's a shliach. He's going to do a shlichus. The Gemara is highlighting whenever it talks about a kof doing something, a monkey doing something, it's always highlighting the idea that there's no real maisa that needs to be done. It's just something that physically has to happen. It's not that you need any das. It's a maisa. There's a Talmudic expression, maisa kof bialma, that it's just an act of monkeys. A very prominent Rosh Yeshiva once got into trouble because he described, someone said, can a woman read a ksuba under the chuppah? So he said, it's a maisa kof. A monkey could read a ksuba under the chuppah. And it was headlines. Rabbi compares woman to monkeys. No, he was just saying it's a maisa kof bialma. That reading the ksuba under the chuppah doesn't mean anything. It has no halachic significance. So people who are familiar with Talmudic language, will understand. Obviously, that's always what we mean when we say maisa kof. That something is an act that can be done by a monkey. So the achronim over here ask, what was the Gemara's kasha that lechosh dilmalo mamtile, that maybe he's not going to get there? What do you mean? Maybe he's not going to get there. Eruvit chumen is a din rabbanon. So yeah, maybe he won't get there and deliver the eruv. Maybe he will get there and deliver the eruv. So that's what we call a suffix. Suffix rabbanon lekula. So shouldn't you be able to rely on that? Suffix rabbanon lekula should be enough. What kind of kasha? Maybe the katan won't, but it's suffix. So Mishal Melech in Bechoros Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph suggests as follows, that even b'diyeved, Even though b'diyeved, you're right, we would rely on Sofik Rabban Lekula, but from the lashon of our mission, it sounds like l'chadchila, you're allowed to give it to a katan. I mean, you're allowed to create the situation. Now, halacha is that you're not allowed to make a situation of Sofik Rabbanon to then say Sofik Rabban Lekula. If you're presented with a situation where Sofik Rabbanon came up, so then we say, okay, b'diyeved, Sofik Rabban Lekula, but to dafka set it up in that way, that is not acceptable. The Mishnah Melech also suggests that it's mashman in the Mishnah that you could be somech on the katan with this shlichus, even when you're able to be mevarer afterwards, if the gadol in fact received the eruv at the other end, it sounds from the Mishnah that you don't need to be mevarer afterwards. So why would you not need to be mevarer afterwards? After all, don't you? It's a suffik. Normally, even on a suffik drabban on the kula, we only rely on suffik drabban on the kula when you have to rely on the suffik, and you can't be mevarer if b'toras vaday. What happened? But if you have the ability to be mevarer b'toras vaday, so then there's no need, no heter to rely on suffik. But the most fascinating answer to me was the Yeshua Siakov. The Yeshua Siakov in Siman Tav Tes quotes as the following suggestion. He says, if we were dan lahakel on the Savik Rabban Lekula, so we have a Savik where the Erev Tchumin is set up. There's a Mishnah later on in the Masechta, the Mishnah on and Daf Samach or so, the Mishnah tells us that if it's Pasha, it's Erev Tchumen, it's the ABCs of Eruv Tchumen, that if you set up an Erev Tchumen, let's say 1,000 amos to the west of your city, so instead of being able to, now you can travel 3,000 amos to the west, but instead of being able to travel 2,000 amos to the east, you're now limited to only 1,000 amos to the east. Because whatever you gain in one direction by being kona makom shvisa in that location, you now can only go 2,000 amos from that location, not from where you are now. Whatever you gain in one direction, you lose in the other direction. So let's say I have a suffix whether the eruv is set up over there. So what am I going to say? I want to travel, I set up the eruv, I have a suffix eruv set up 1,000 amos to the west of the city. So I want to travel 3,000 amos to the west. Can I? Suffik Drabban Lekula. Yeah, I could travel 3,000 amos to the west. I want to travel 2,000 amos to the east. Can I? Well, there's a suffik. Maybe the Erev wasn't set up, and therefore I'm still allowed to travel 2,000 amos in the other direction. Suffik Drabban Lekula. I should be allowed to travel 2,000 amos to the east. What I've essentially done now, if I apply both Suffik Drabban Lekulas, is that I've expanded where I'm allowed to travel to more than 2,000 amos in each direction, and that's obviously incorrect. Whenever you have a Suffik Drabban Lekula, where it's going to be a tarti desastri, where it's going to lead you in two opposite directions that clearly cannot be correct, we're not going to rely on the Suffik Drabban Lekula. That is all based on the well-known Ran in Maseches Pesachim about the Dalet Kosos, when we said the Gemara says that we're not sure which two kosos we're supposed to do a seba for. So Gemara says, since we're not sure whether we're supposed to do for the first two cups or for the last two cups, so idividi bo a seba. We do a seba for all four cups. Frektaran, Savik Drabban Lekula. What do you mean? Why do we have to be so machmir? Do it for all four. He says, no, because you're definitely going to be doing something wrong then. If you do Savik Drabban Lekula, you're not going to lean for any of them, and that's for sure wrong. So here also, if we do Savik Drabban Lekula on both sides, we're for sure going to be doing something wrong, because we're going to expand the tchum beyond what a tchum is allowed to be. So that's the very sharp answer of the Yeshua Yaakov. Says Gemara Vayta. Now, bottom line of Laman Alfan Beis. Amar of Nachman, b'shal Torah in chazaka shliachos shlichuso. When it comes to dindar raisa, there's no chazaka shliachos shlichuso. B'shal sofrim, chazaka shliachos shlichuso. When it comes to dindar abanan, there we have a chazaka that a shliach will do his job. That a chazaka shliachos shlichuso. Rav Sheshes Amar, echad zeh, chazaka shliachos shlichuso. Both by dindar raisa and by dindar abanan, we have the right to assume that a shliach will do his job. So now the Gemara is going to present three rayos to Rav Sheshes. The Rav Sheshes held that even on a daraisa, we can rely on a shliach to do his shlichus. And Mishnah Melech just raises the question, why do we say b'shal sofrim, we need to rely on the chazaka, shliach chasa shlichus, even without a chazaka, if it's a safek, like similar to what we just said, if it's a safek, if the shliach did a shlichus or not, meaning it doesn't need to be a chazaka that he did it. Let's just make it a safek whether he did it or not, and that alone should be enough to say safek drabban lekula. So here's a line in the Shita Mekubetzas and Maseches Nazir. In Nazir, there aren't that many svarim written on Nazir. So Nazir, Shita Mekubetzas, Chavetz is one of the major Rishonim on Nazir. So in the sheet they put out a very nice volume of Shittim Chavetz with beautiful footnotes on Nazir. One of the Rav Arielis in Eretz Yisrael put out. So in the Shittim Chavetz on Nazir, he says, yeah, that's exactly what Rav Nachman is saying, that you can't rely on that on this chazakah for a daraisa, but you can for a drabanan, because it's not really a chazaka, it's a suffix. Chazaka shliachas shlichuso for a drabanan, but no chazaka shliachas shlichuso for a daraisa. What? He's going to take the drabanan more seriously than he'll take the daraisa? No, the point is that it's a suffix. And that's why we can assume he did it for the drabanans, because suffix drabanan lakula, we can't assume he did it for the daraisas. That's how the Shittim Chavetz says. Now, in the Achiezer, he says you have to be careful with that Shittim Chavetz. He probably doesn't mean that it's a really that it's a 50-50 suffix, because we're going to have a Gemara soon and Daf Lamed Hey that a suffix Erev is kosher. So he says that the idea that we're going to be Mekel on a Drabanan on Erev, yeah, the Gemara is going to say soon that a suffix Erev is kosher, but that's only when it was Vadai Hunach, when someone definitely placed the Erev, but there's some other suffix associated with it, like did it become Tame or not. But when there's a suffix on the Etzem Hanachas Erev, whether it was placed there, there is no din of Safik Drabban Lakula by an Eruv when you're not even sure if it was placed there. So the Achiezer says, Shittim Chavetz can't really mean it's a 50-50 Safik. He has to mean that it's chances are that it was placed there, but maybe it wasn't. The Ritva also comments that if the Shliach comes back to the Mishaleach and says, Asisi Shlichu Secha, I've done what you asked me to do, then certainly everyone would agree you'd be allowed to be Somech on him even for a Daraisa, because Eidech does never be Surin, even when it's when it's Huchsak Yisuro. So the Eidechad, if he tells you he did it, so we have no reason to assume he's lying, Adrab Eidechad and Bisur, we could assume that he's telling the truth. That is the sheet of the Ritva. This is a discussion, why it is, if we're going to paskin that on a Daraisa, that we cannot rely on Chazaka Shliach Chasu Shlichuso, when people make the rabbi, the Shliach, to sell their chametz, how are they allowed to rely on the rabbi selling the chametz? Say if you only sell chametz Sheinu Gamur, you're selling chametz Nukshi, you're selling chametz Drabanan, and you're not selling any chametz Gamur, so then fine, so Drabanan, you can rely on Chazaka Shliach Chasu Shlichuso. But if you're selling chametz Gamur, you're selling chametz Daraisa, how could you rely Chazaka Shliach Chasu Shlichuso? So some say, well, you're doing bitul chametz, so midaraisa bitul bialmasagi, you only need to do bitul chametz, so you're being mevatel everything that's still in your possession, so maybe that knocks it down to the drabanan, so you don't have to worry. Others say that's where the minhag comes, to give the rabbi some money when he sells the chametz, because when you pay somebody to do something, he's not a shliach, then he's a poel, and a poel of course is a chazaka that a poel is going to do his job, so maybe that's where that minhag comes from. Okay, different suggestions, but it's all based on this concept of chazaka shliach osa shlichus. So Rav Sheshesh says, where do I get my idea that I'm correct, that whether it's even on a daraisa you can trust that the shliach did a shlichus? So three rayas. Raya number one, ditnan mishakarav haomer hutar hachadosh. This definitely counts as daf yomi coincidence. We're going to talk about the omer today, when the carbon omer that kicks off the period of sfira. The halacha is that the new grains are usher to eat until the carbon omer is brought in the Beis Hamikdash on the second day of Pesach. Nowadays we don't have a carbon omer, so mita oraisa mishahera mizrach matir, the Gemara says that in Rosh Hashanah, that midar raisa, as soon as the sun rises on the second day of Pesach, the Tvua Chadash is already mutter. But there was a concern that when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, people are going to remember, oh, last year, right away in the morning, it was mutter to eat the Tvua Chadasha, and people are going to eat it in the morning. They're not going to wait till the Karban Omer. So they decided, Yom HaNef Kulo Asur. They made a Din D'Rabbanan that the whole second day of Pesach, it's Asur to eat the Tvua Chadasha. We wait till after the day's over. But when we had a Beis HaMikdash, you just wait till the Karban Omer is brought. As soon as the Mishkar of Omer, Hutar HaChadash, Miyad. Varuchokim Mutar Michatzos Yom Veiluch. What if you live far away and you didn't get an email about that the carbon omer was brought, you didn't get an alert, you didn't go on Vasas Nice or whatever to find out that the carbon omer was brought, so then you could assume Chatzos Hayom Ve'elach, that from Chatzos Hayom for sure by then the Kohanim got around to bringing it. I've a Chadosh Daraisa, who the Yisrael of Chadosh Nisa Daraisa V'ketani Aruchok Mutar Chatzos Hayom Ve'elach, and yet we still see that if you live far away from Chatzos Hayom, we could assume it's brought Lav Mishum Chazaka Shliach shluchuso? Isn't this based on the chazaka that the kohanim, who are the shluchim of Klal Yisrael, are doing their shlichus and that they're bringing their carbon omer on time? So you see, even for a daraisa, chazaka shliachos shluchuso. Frank tells us, what does this have to do with shliachos shluchuso? Kohanim have a mitzvah to do. They have to do it for themselves. Forget about for you. They're not doing it because they're your shlichus. They have a mitzvah of carbon omer. That's why they're doing it. So, yeah, but that they could be lazy on and do it a little later on. You made a shliach to make sure it gets done early, that it gets done before chatzos. So that's chazaka shliach shlichuso. Rav Nachman responds on raya hasam kedektani time of fish yodin shein bezin misatzlim bo. That's a special din that we know by the korban omer that the bezin are not misatzl, that they're not lazy about it. So that you can't bring a raya from there to general chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. V'ikadamri, and others have it that this was a raya to Rav Nachman, not a raya to Rav Sheshes against Rav Nachman. That Rav Nachman, minala, how do I know that we don't rely on chazak shliach shlichuso by a daraisa? Diktani time lefi shiel n'shem bezin mesatzlim bo, bezin hudlo mesatzlim bo, hashliach mesatzlim bo. Because we say the only reason you're allowed to trust the carbon omer is broad is because bezin is not mesatzlim, but it makes it sound like regular people are misatzel. Rav Sheshes Amalach Bezin al Ad Palgediyoma Shliach Kuleyama. And Rav Sheshes would say, no, the reason why we have to say Bezin is because Bezin will make sure it gets done even halfway through the day. But the Shliach will make sure it gets done at some point, at any point during the day. Meaning a regular Shliach will be more misatzel than Bezin, so we'll do it a little bit later. But it will get done when the Shliach does it. Amar Rav Sheshes, Minah Aminila. Second Raya Rav Sheshes says that you can rely on Chazak Sheikh Shlichuso even for Darais. Detanya, Hiisha Sheishale Ledo Ziva. A woman has to bring a carbon for her Ledo, for a Ziva. So Mevia Ma'os, she could bring money to the Beis HaMikdash, Vinosenus Bishofer, put it in the right box that's designated for the right type of carbon that she needs to bring. Then she can go to the mikvah, and she needs Kachim that night already. She could assume her carbon was brought by that night. Why can she assume that her carbon was brought? She didn't see it being brought because Kohanim are doing their job, and there's a chazaka that they're doing their shlichus. So Nachman Hasam Kid Rav Shame, Dam Rav Shame Chazaka Ain Bezdin Shall Kohanim Omdin Mishamachi Yichlukalma Shabashofer. He says, no, Rav Nachman says that's not a raya because the Bezdin is careful never to leave until all the money in the box had been used for kabanos, special din on the Kohanim the Bezdin Shall Kohanim would never leave until it's all brought. But a regular shliach, you cannot rely on shlichuso even on a dindar raisa. Third raya, Amar Rav Sheshes Mina Aminala. Titania, we have a braisa homer, lechaverot seula, ket lechate enemite enasi. A guy says to his friend, go and take some figs from my fig tree. No problem, whenever you want, just go grab some figs to take it for yourself. Ochleman arai, so the person who takes is allowed to eat from them arai, he's allowed to snack from them without taking maestros, because you're allowed to eat achilas arai, it's not chayiv in maestros, but umaastron vadai, but he definitely has to take maestros from it when he wants to eat an achilas keva, meaning it's not demai, it's not suffic whether trumas and maestros were taken, where you wouldn't have to take truma gadola from demai. No, you have to treat it like vadai tevel and take regular maestros from it. Maleilucha kalkalazoe, but if he says, fill up yourself this basket, since and meaning you're giving a set amount, you know exactly how much you're giving the guy, there's a predetermined amount that you agreed upon, so then the person could be ochel arai, and he's ma'asrun demai. He only has to treat it as demai because he can make the assumption that it's possible that the person giving it has already been mafris trumas ma'asrus to cover these fruits. When is it demai? When do you treat it like demai? And that's only when it's nama aretz that gave it to you. Avul b'chaver, but if it's a chaver that gave you the right to take the fruits from the tree and fill up a basket with it, ochel veino tzorich la'aser divrei Rebbe. Then Rebbe says, then no problem. Then you could eat it, you don't have to take maestros at all. You could be sure that the chaver took care of it, that the chaver took maestros to cover these fruits. Shmuel says, no, it's the opposite. By an Amma Aretz, it's demai. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. By a Chaver, there's no way he took Trumas and Maestros in these fruits. Because if he did, that would have meant that he was violating how to take Trumas and Maestros. maestros. The halacha is shubas maestros need to be taken min amukaf. It needs to be taken from nearby fruits where they're, all the fruits are together. But you know that these fruits were never in contact with some other fruits that he might be taking maestros to cover. So there's no way the chaver would ever do that. He would never take fruits that are somewhere else as shubas maestros to cover these fruits that are out by this tree. There's no way he would do that. So there's no. So then it's tevel vaday. So I'm a Rebbe nirin dvarai mi divrei Abba. Rebbe says I hear what my father had to say, but I think I'm more correct than my father. Mutav sheyachshu chaverim litzrom shalom in amukaf v'lo yachilu lamei aretz tzveilim. I'd rather be choshe that a chaver will take shalom in amukaf rather than be choshe that a chaver is going to give an ama aretz tevel to eat. Which is worse? Better to be choshe that he be torim shalom in amukaf. That's what Rebbe says. So the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya and Hilchus Kibud Aveim Siman Reish Mem Siv Beis says that the Isser not to be machria divrei aviv is only befanav, meaning there's a halacha that your father's having a conversation, an argument with somebody, a disagreement with somebody, you're not allowed to be machria stavar, which means you're not allowed to join the other person's side, nor are you allowed to join your father's side. You're just not allowed to put yourself in the debate, because you're not a bar hachi. It's his argument. You're not allowed. It's disrespectful to suggest that your father needs your support, but certainly not to argue with him. So says Shulchan Aruch, that's only befanav, not shalom befanav. So the Bir Agra says the raya is that we find gedolei tanaim v'amoraim. They used to argue on their fathers, so it must be that it was shalom befanav. Shalom befanav. They were permitted to argue on their fathers. Shumas Deshan says it has to be that way. He says, what if you're right? Meaning you have rayas that your father was wrong in the halacha. Torah, if it's Torah, you can't do a ziv haTorah because of kibur aveim. Ein chaf mevein tvuna negra Hashem. You know, there's no, you have to be honest in learning of Torah. So he says, kachi darka shel Torah. Of course, you're allowed to argue on your father or your Rebbe in learning. The Taz in over there in Sivkot and Gimel brings a raya from the fact that the Torah is always cholik on his father. He's always cholik on the Rush. Why? Because it's shalom b'fanav. So that's why it's mutter for him to be cholik on his father. Okay, adkan lo pligi el demar sover. So what's the machlokas over here? Rabbi and Rishum Gamliel. So what are they arguing about? So adkan lo pligi el demar sover nechshdu mar sover lo nechshdu. The whole machlokas is: are they chashur or are they not chashur to be torim shalom in amukav? Avol kuli al mechazak shliachos shlichuso. But everyone seems to assume that it's chazak shliachos shlichuso that we would be able to rely on the fact that he's doing his shlichus when there aren't any other halachic drawbacks. We would be able to assume that he would do the chiyuv daraisa because shliach has shlichuso. So Rav Nachman would respond, no, that's not a good raya. Hasam could have chanina chazah. Dam Rav chanina chazah. Chazaku al chaver sheinu motzi davar sheinu masukar mitachas yado. There's a different chazaka in place over there that a chaver would never allow his produce to become available to others without first taking trumas amaisos from it. But it's not a general chazaka shliach has shlichuso that works for everybody. Amar Mar. So let's go back to this machlokas because there's going to be some fascinating things. Says the Gemara, v'medvar mamurim ba'ama aretz. When do we say that it's demai? That's with an amaretz. But by a chaver, you don't have to take maisos. You could assume for sure the guy is taking care of it. So hi amaretz, the kamer leleman. This amaretz that's saying, go take some fruits from my tree. Who's he talking to? Who's he telling? Who's the person taking the fruits? If it's an Amma Aretz who's taking the fruits, Master Demai, meet Sayis. How can we say that Allah is that the guy who's taking the fruit should be Master Demai? What, Demai, that's the thing where you don't trust people like me? He's not going to listen anyway. He's not going to take Demai. Elaba Amma Aretz, the Kamala Lechaver. So it must be that an Amma Aretz tells a Chaver to take the fruits. But Ema Seifa, but then the Seifa goes on to say, Nirin Divrarai, mi Divrei Abba, that Rebbe says, I'm convinced that I'm right and that my father's not right. Mutav sheyach shu chaverim lizrom shlom in amukav val yachilu le'amei ha'aretz tveilin. It says that I'd rather, Rebbe says, why am I right? Because I'd rather assume that the chaver is torim shalom in amukav rather than allowing this ama aretz to eat tevel. So it sounds like he's giving it to an ama aretz and he's not giving it to a chaver. So ama aretz, my boy, so how did the ama aretz get mixed in over here? We just said he was giving it to a chaver. So ama ravina reisha ba'ama aretz shomer l'chaver sefer b'chaver shavim l'ama aretz v'chaver achar shomo. He says the reisha is talking about an ama aretz that gives it to a chaver. Sefer is talking about a chaver chaver that gives it to Nama Aretz, and another chaver overhears it. So Rebbe Savar also chaver ochel ve'enot tzarech la'aser devade yisuri ma'aser hu chaver kamei lavei. So Rebbe holds the chaver that overhears it can eat that produce, and he doesn't have to take maestros because he could assume that for sure the first chaver took the maestros on it. Rabbi Shmuel Amliel Omer lo yochel ad she'aser l'vishlo nechshu chaverim litzur m'shalom en amukav. And Rabbi Shmuel Amliel says no, this chaver that overhears it cannot eat it until he takes maestros from it, because chaverim are not nechshad to take shalom en amukav, to take from produce that's not nearby. Va'amr le Rebbe, so Rebbe says back to him, mutav she'achshu chaverim litzur m'shalom en amukav v'aliyachilu amayaretz tevelim. Well, think of his two options. Either he's giving the amaretz tevel to eat, or he'll do the more minor issue of taking shalom and amukav. He'd rather be torim shalom and amukav rather than giving tevel to the other guy. So, Michael Mifli, what's this machlokas really about? Says the Gemara, Yisodistik machlokas. Rebbe Savar Nichale Lechavit Delavit Hu Isura Kalila V'lo Levit Amaretz Isura Rabba. Rebbe Shungun Leel Savar Nichale Lechavit Delavit Amaretz Isura Rabba V'yu Afil Isura Kalila Lo Levit. When you're faced with the situation where you could either do a small avera or someone else could do a big avera, what would you rather do? Would you rather violate a small avera and save somebody else from a very big avera? Or do you say, no, I'm just worried about me. I'm not going to do any avera whatsoever. I have to worry about my own spirituality, my own neshama. I don't care that somebody else is going to do a big avera. I care, but not when it means that I would have to sacrifice my own iser. So Rebbe holds, I'd rather do a small avera to save someone else from a big avera. Shmuel Amliel says, no such concerns. Now, Tosos raises the question that in Masechta Shabbos, the Gemara says, Hidbik Pas Betanur, if let's say someone puts dough on an oven on Shabbos, so Ein Om L'Adam Chatei Kedei She'yizka Chavircha. So I see that someone put dough on an oven on Shabbos. If I leave the dough there, it's going to get baked, and it's going to be an Issa Daraisa for that person, because the dough is going to be baked in the oven on Shabbos. He's going to be violating Melacha Daraisa of Shabbos. My other option is I could remove the dough from the oven before it gets baked. But Radias Hapas is Nisad Rabbanon. It's not a Malacha, Chachma Vein Malacha, but it's Nisad Rabbanon. Should I violate the Nisad Rabbanon in order to save him from violating the Malacha Dal Raisa of baking on Shabbos? So Gemara says, we do not tell me to violate the Nisad Rabbanon. Ein Om Chatei Kedei She'yizka Chavircha, just so that he won't violate the Nisad Raisa. So Frek Tosos, how could Rebbe over here say, I would rather be Torim Shalom and Amukav to save the other person the more severe Isra of Tevel, when the Gemara in Shabbos says explicitly that we do not tell me to violate a lesser avera in order to save somebody else from a larger avera. So there is three basic approaches in Tosos. One approach is, Beis quotes one of them from the Rashba, but three basic Tosos, it all appears in the Balei Tosos. One approach is that it all depends on, was it my fault that the guy is violating the Yisr? By the case of Tevel, why is he going to eat Tevel? Because I gave him the fruits. So if it was my fault that he's going to violate the Yisr, then I better do a small Yisr to save him from the bigger Yisr that I provided him with. So it all depends on the person who's the Chaber. Another approach to Tosos is, forget about whether it was my fault. Was it his fault that he's in this situation in the first place? When he's putting the dough in the oven, what's he putting dough in an oven for in Shabbos? He's violating an Avera. It's his fault that he's in this situation. But the guy that's eating the Tevel, it's not his fault that he's eating the Tevel. He probably thinks I took care of it. He got it from a Chaver. So it's not his fault. And the other approach is that Tosos discusses is that maybe it depends on how big the stakes are. How big of an Isra are we talking about that's going to be violated? Maybe for a mitzvah shal rabim, we're going to have to be more. It's not really a third approach. It's another factor to take into account that maybe when it comes for a mitzvah de rabim or a mitzvah pruravu, Tosa says, like freeing an eved for the sake of pruravu, maybe then we're allowed to violate a smaller Isra, like freeing an eved kanani, even though that's an Isra daraisa, in order to allow for a massive mitzvah to be done. The Ritva says that no, maybe it's that Bezin will never tell you to violate the Isser. We won't tell the person to do it, but if he wants to violate the smaller Isser to save someone from a larger Isser, maybe then it would be mutter. It's just that it ain't omrim la'adam. We would never tell a person that this is your responsibility, that you have to take the hit in order that somebody else should avoid violating a more serious Isser. The Ramban has an interesting suggestion. He says, by Hidvik Pas Patanu, the guy did it b'shogeg, so I'm not really being matzilim from an Isser, because he'll be able to get a kapara anyway. He did it b'shogeg, he'll bring a carbon, he'll get a kapara. What am I saving? I'm saving him a few dollars it will cost him to buy a carbon. So I'm saying, that's all I'm saving. I'm not really saving him from a massive Isser. This comes up halacha l'maisa in a million different situations that the poskim discuss. We had a shir about this once, Rav Asher Weiss discussed about the Hatzalah guy that gets a call, and he's first to arrive at the call, and he sees that it's not a pikuach nefesh situation. Should he get on his radio, violating Isser Shabbos, Derabbanan, of getting on the radio to tell the other Hatzalah guys not to jump into their cars and violating Isser D'oraisa, not to push the gas in their car, violating Isser D'oraisa? So that's so again, do we say it may be totally on which approach you take in this issue? That's what Rav Asher Weiss says the truth about. I just saw in the back of the Masifta Gemara, he has a discussion about the Chida has a tshuva in Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al, whether there was a community where everyone was nichshal in the Yisra of meeting Megalech Batar. Everyone was shaving with razors in the community. And they wanted to know, should it, the halacha is that only when the hair grows to a certain length is it a violation of the Yisra D'oraisa to shave with the razors. So maybe, it's always Asr, but only Yisra D'oraisa if it grows to a certain length. So they wanted to know, maybe they should tell everybody to shave during Sfira. Because if they tell people, if they allow people to not shave during Sfira, then the hair will grow to that length, and then they'll violate the Isser D'oraisa. So is it better for them to violate the Isser Kal to save people from the Isser D'oraisa? You have like this. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. No, the Yehuda writes that he was matir shaving a Chol HaMoed, but he doesn't say exactly why. He says because of the secret reason that I have, that it's very important that people should shave on Chol HaMoed. And the Chassam Sofer says, Ani holich rachil megalasod. I'm going to tell everybody what the secret is. The secret is that everyone was shaving with razors, and he didn't want the hair to grow to that point. So, okay, so that's also a discussion. The Chida goes to Tani. He's not so happy about the idea that people were shaving with razors in the first place. But, okay, there's a major discussion, the shear for a different time, but we got to try to finish the daf here. Says the Mishnah, Nasnu Bila, now we're going to talk about where the Erev is placed. Nasnu Bila, Lamalame Asar Tfachim, Eneruv Erev. If you put the Erev in a tree more than 10 Tfachim off the ground, the Erev is not a valid Erev. Lamatame Asar Tfachim, Eruv Erev. If you put it under 10 Tfachim, lower than 10 tefachim, then it is a valid eruv. Nasun bebar afilu amuk mea ama eruv eruv. But if you put the eruv in a bar, even if it's 100 amos deep, it's a perfectly valid eruv. So what's going on in this mishnah? Yasav bechir barav rabbiasi v'rav bar nasun v'yasav v'nachman gabayu v'yasav v'kaamri. They were all sitting around and they said as follows: Hai ilan dekai hecha. Where exactly is this tree that you're putting your eruv on? That we said if it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, it's bad. Less than 10 tefachim off the ground, it's good. If the tree is in a Rishos Yachid, Mali Lamala, Mali Lamata, who cares how high it is up on the tree? Rishos Yachid allowed the Rakia. Rishos Yachid goes all the way up to the sky. So wherever you put it up, wherever, however high it is, it's still in the same Rishos where you're being Konash Visa. So what in the world would be the problem? Vela Dekoy Rishos Rabin. No, it must be that the tree is in a Rishos Rabin. The Miskavi Lishvosecha. Okay, well, where are you trying to be Konash Visa? Where do you want your Makum Shvisa to be on Shabbos? If you're trying to be Kona Shvisa all the way up in the tree, and you put the Erev all the way up in the tree, more than 10 Tefachim, so what's the problem? You're being Kona Shvisa in a spot exactly where your Erev is, and that's perfectly fine. No, the case is, you're trying to be Kona Shvisa at the base of the tree, at the bottom of the tree, where you're in a Rishos HaRabin, and you're putting the Erev more than 10 Tefachim high off the ground. So that's the problem. That's why it's a problem. So, frankly, Gemara, don't you have a problem anyway? Vakamishtamish bi'ilan. And wherever you put the Erev in a tree, isn't it a problem of being mishtamish bi'ilan? And this is Rabbanim being mishtamish bi'ilan, that you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos? So, the olam dekoy bereshus rabim, v'neskavin lishvos lemata. So, really, it's in a reshus rabim, and you're trying to be konashvisa on the bottom. V'rebi hidamar kol davar shum mishum shvus l'gazol avin hashmashos. And we're not worried about being mishtamish be'ilan, because anything that's only in Issa Drabanan, they were never goes there during Ben HaShemashos. When does the Erev take effect? During Ben HaShemashos. So therefore it's considered that you have access to your Erev when the Erev needs to take effect, because they were never goes there, the Issa Drabanan, being mishtamish be'ilan, during the period when you need the Erev to take effect. Amruluhu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, Yashar, v'chein Amr Shmuel. So that's a great explanation. That's exactly how Shmuel said. Amrulei pasrisu bakulei hai. So he said to Rav Nachman, wow, Shmuel said that. That's amazing that he said such a beautiful interpretation. So inu nami halchi kapasriba. Why are they so impressed? They just had said the same thing. They didn't even know that Shmuel had said it until after they had said it. Rav Nachman told them that Shmuel said that way. So what are they so impressed about? Elahachi amrulei. Kavisulei begemara. Now this is what they were saying. They were excited that they thought they had a good interpretation, but they were saying, Kavisulei begemara, do you have this as part of a Masorah somewhere that that this is a correct interpretation? So Amr Lahu in, he says, yeah, we have this as a correct interpretation. Itmar nami. Amr Rav Nachman Amr Shmuel. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Hacha bi'ilan ha'omid b'rishus harab maskinan. We're dealing with the tree that's in Rishus Rab, Gavoa Asara, that's 10 tefachim tall, v'rachav arba'an, it's 4 tefachim wide, v'niskavin lishvos lamata, and the person is trying to be kona shvisa at the bottom of the tree. V'rebi hidamar called up shumishum shvus, l'gozra love ben hashmashos, that anything that's only mishum shvus, we're not gozer ben hashmashos. So if you put it more than 10 tefachim off the ground, it's in Rishus HaYachid, because it's 10 tefachim off the ground, 4 tefachim wide, and you're trying to be kona shvisa in Rishus Rab, that's no good. If you put it within 10 tefachim of the ground, so then it's perfectly fine. Then there's no problem. What about being mishtamish b'ilan? That's no problem. It's bein hashmashos, and we're not gozer on a shvus in bein hashmashos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from Amar Rava tomorrow.